dressed so fine, through the bumps of time in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware, doll, you're bound to fold. You thought they were all just kidding you.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, before I get back to this, I want to go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Michael. Hey, you got a great show tonight. You know, just think of all the stories that we've heard, you know, that are similar to this particular story with this Trump thing and this preacher and whatnot, you know, and then think about how many we haven't heard, you know. This stuff, it's been going on forever. This stuff has been going on forever. And I'm at the point where I've been as withdrawn from society as I possibly can be. But I can't sit around and just watch this happen. I have four children. I can't just sit around and watch this happen. And I know we've got the numbers right now to do what needs to be done in this country. And I think we can do it because most of them are gun-loving, gun-toting people. And they're just pissed off. And I think we have a very big opportunity right now. And what you just did, this should be top-of-the-line story. What you just did in these last hours should be top story tomorrow and reveal to everybody who Trump really is. And he's flip-flopped on everything that he's done. He's just telling people, and that's typical of a politician, and he's not supposed to be a politician, but it's typical to tell everybody what they want to hear, you know, to get what you want. And you look at that's why he didn't claim politician, because people looked up what a politician is. And a politician, if you look it up, the second definition underneath the first one is somebody who takes advantage of other people to get what they want. And it has nothing to do with, you know, with this election and stuff. So we really got some issues here that we can take care of.
Oh, I want to add something. I want to add something here. I just ran across an article out of G. Edward Griffin's site. I was very concerned about it because over the 4th of July weekend, according to G. Edward Griffin's site, who's very reputable, Trump, I guess he partied with Jared Kushner and his daughter Ivanka over George Soros' house.
Oh. This is not good news, my friend.
No, and I meant to pull it up. I've got it. It's in my emails, and I didn't pull that up for the show, but I did read the article, and indeed, I do trust what G. Edward Griffin posts. So,
well, these people have been very, very clever about how they installed Trump, because they're giving us a little bit here. They made it sound like he was in tune with the Russians, that he was all this, I touched that girl's private parts on the bus, and it just all conveniently came out. So they wanted him to be like a rebel in the eyes of the people, somebody who's going to fight back for the people. And they gave us all of that. And then even when he got in here, he gets what was considered a really good pick for the Attorney General. But Sessions, I mean, this whole pot thing and stuff, boy, are you kidding me?
Well, I'm gonna get to that later. I'll tell you what. Yeah, if you got something else to add, I'll hold you over for another minute. But I've got callers loading up on the lines here, Andy. So I'm gonna have to let you
know. You know what? Just thanks for letting me be on your radio show. I really appreciate it, man. And you've got it. That was a hell of a story. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Andy. Dave, you'll be up second. Dave in Nevada. Mike in Colorado, you're up next. Go ahead. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Mike?
Doing well.
Good. Thanks for sharing that video. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, we all know what it is.
Yeah, pretty much so. And that's a good. Go ahead.
The big thing that I noticed, I was talking to one of my customers today, and he's a chemical engineer, very educated, world traveled guy, and he's on the Trump train, and I think it's because people have cognitive dissonance about the system. I brought up the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. He had absolutely zero idea that existed.
Hmm.
So most people live in a false paradigm of a constitutional republic when it hasn't been that way for a long time. And so they don't have the mental tools or the information to be able to hear your video or your discernment and say, well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And I think that's a big problem.
No, I agree. I agree, which is why I mentioned, and Mike Rivero mentions, you know, look, take the information, spread it around, invite listeners to come in and listen, okay? The only way that we can get this information out here is to have people listen. And a lot of times, you know, you get into a one-on-one, your brother, cousin, aunt, uncle, friend, or neighbor across the street, and their eyes glaze over. But, you know, if you just point them in our direction, and let them start listening, you know, then the penny will drop at some point. They'll either tune us out or they'll get hooked, one or the other.
I hope they get hooked, because we're not nearly ready for actual restoration. There's too many people in this country that do not have enough information to be part of a restoration.
No, they're apathetic. You know, they would just absolutely go into convulsions if something came down. If the penny drops, if the tipping point happens, you're going to have a lot of people in this country that will freeze and don't know what to do.
Now, hopefully RBN, the host, and the listeners will be able to help them guide the way. Thanks for the show, brother.
All right, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
First of all, I enjoyed the information that you're giving on Trump. I wanted to preface everything by saying that I actually voted for Trump.
Okay. I campaigned for him, and I donated to his campaign. So don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad at all. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I'm not putting this out here saying that, you know, he's as bad as Hillary or anything else. All I'm doing is laying this out of the audience, let them disseminate it, make their own decisions about it. But this is the exact opposite. The words that came out of his mouth in that 11 minutes that I just played are the exact opposite of everything he told us on the campaign trail. So read it for what it is. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and I totally agree with, I think, just about everything you said. And I don't buy into this thing that people who are critical of Trump voters saying, "Oh, it's you're responsible because you voted for Trump." No, and I'll tell you why. Because if you didn't vote for Trump, or you voted for Hillary, the result would have been relatively the same. Because
exactly.
where we're going, we're headed, regardless of whether you voted or not.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, all you're doing is voting for either the right leg or the left leg of the same monster. Go ahead.
Right. And I understand, actually, you know, even intelligent people voting for Trump is because they were giving it their last. I think a lot of people were doing is they were giving it their last shot. And that's mm-hmm. what I did with voting for Trump.
I totally agree with you.
And so,
go ahead.
But this is the problem that I had the whole time with Trump, the whole campaign trail before he got elected. In my mind, in the back of my mind, when everyone was campaigning and pushing for Trump, regardless of where they were on the political spectrum, the whole question in the back of my mind is, how much do we actually know about this guy? And the answer I kept giving to myself was very little. The only thing that I actually knew the whole time, other than what he was saying, his slogans and his phrases, what we actually knew about him was that he likes sex, he likes beautiful women, and he likes money. Those are the two conclusions that I came to, certain conclusions that I came to about Donald Trump, other than what he was saying. People were basing their decisions on Donald Trump on his words, his slogans. And this is the real problem that I had the whole time. And everyone was feeling good because Donald Trump was taking it, quote-unquote, to the man. And that's not really the case.
Well, that's true. Look, a lot of us bought into that because he came out with all this rhetoric on the campaign trail. He had me going. I was watching every one of his speeches as he was flying around. Okay.
Right.
But yeah. So it would have been very easy, which I got caught up in it, along with millions of other people got caught up in it. Okay. But it's, you know, the more I see about this and the deeper I dig, I'm starting to realize what I had mentioned mentioned the possibility of earlier, which is starting to look more and more like we were all played by the people behind the curtain pulling the strings.
And here's what I'm going to let you get your other callers. Here's one of the reasons why I think they actually wanted Donald Trump in as opposed to Hillary.
Go ahead.
The reason why is because Hillary's health issues, if you look at the traveling itinerary of what Donald Trump is going through right now, Hillary would not be able to physically withstand the kind of going around to Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, meeting with all of these towel-headed desert camelback riders all over the world. She wouldn't be able to handle the type of itinerary that Donald Trump is going through right now. This guy, and Donald Trump is going through his own stress. You look at it on his face, this guy's aged already 10 years. Do you think Hillary Clinton would have been able to deal with this kind of situation?
No, like, no,
on a physical level?
No, and not only
there's
that,
no
but,
way.
But her entire history, political history, is so scandal-laden that, again, it's becoming more relevant or more obvious by the minute that they did this deliberately. They knew this. They manipulated us. They knew that Trump was really the man. When I read that article and found out that Trump actually was over and partying on the 4th of July with George Soros, I wanted to vomit. And again, you know, I'm going to read an article here in a little while that Murr asked me to read, and I'm starting to look at it more and more with a grain of salt. I hope it's true. I honestly do. But the credibility of the article itself is a little bit in question, yet when it came off G. Edward Griffin's site and G. Edward Griffin reviews them, okay, I'm pretty sure that that one's true. So anyway, with that, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, that should do it. But, yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Hey, no problem, man. All right, before I go back to this, let's quickly go to Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on with Michael. How are you?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you? I've called in before. I feel like I'm living in the Truman Show sometimes. Sometimes I do. Don't you? I mean,
yes.
You know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Go ahead.
It's so bizarre. Are you familiar with the Mark Taylor prophecies?
No.
No. All right. Well, you should look him up. Look up Mark Taylor prophecies. I know I've heard him a few different places. I know Dr. Bill Deagle had him on. But, you know, you almost have to ask yourself a question like this. So you're sitting, you're going, who's the better candidate? Okay, so you know you don't Hillary, but then, you know, you've heard clips that Trump likes Hillary, right? And he's donated to her her, you know, slush fund or whatever it is. But then you got to go, okay, well, he is a very smart guy. So what if he's, because he was on Oprah a long time ago saying, I don't know, Oprah, maybe I'll run for president. I don't know. It depends on how the country goes, right?
Right.
So what if, I mean, he had that thought a long time ago. So what if
1987,
long time ago. So what if he's sitting back there, and you know how Putin, he's like the grand chess player, you know, he's always picking up the moves. So what if, just for example, what if Trump is sitting back there going, okay, I got to play my hand until I come out? Because if you ask yourself this question, Michael, you got to go, okay, why does the media hate him so much? And then there you go, you're in the Truman Show. So why is Kathy Griffin doing what she does? Why does Madonna do what she does?
Well,
you know,
the next article that I've got coming up, at the end of the article when I make my commentary on it, and I'll just jump the ship here for a minute and say, this is all the Truman Show. It's a dog and pony show. It's all for show. It's all a lie. Go ahead.
So, Michael, we're the pawns in the chess game.
Yes.
You, me, and the rest of the world, I mean, 99% of the population that don't have any say in anything, we're the little chess pieces. We're just the afterthought, and these are the kings, the queens, and everything that makes a difference in the chess game.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. Sad,
well,
but true.
Well, you know, I would definitely, though, Michael, on your downtime, and I know you don't have a lot of it, but it might behoove you to look into the Mark Taylor prophecy.
I've written it down.
You know,
I've written it down, Rhonda.
Well,
I'm a Christian.
Well, I'm a Christian, so I'm always looking for, the interesting. You know, I know there are no more prophets, but the prophecy, people can still prophesy, and you know,
Well, I, no, let's be clear. Right. I mean, let's be clear about something. I was a young people's leader in a Jesus name Pentecostal church back in 1975. I repented, was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, received the gift of the Holy Ghost in 1975. Okay, I later left that church because of the dogma involved in it, but that does not mean that I denounce Jesus Christ as my Savior. That just means I'm not. Go ahead.
I know what you're saying. And, you know, when you played that part about Trump saying, I try not to make mistakes, when I was younger, I was like, that wasn't me. I was like, for myself, when I was younger, I was like, well, you know, God is so busy with everybody else. You know, I'll just, you know, I don't want to bother him with my problems. You know what I mean? So, but what he said was pretty darn bold. You know, he tries not to make mistakes. So, and if he does, he'll just fix it by himself. You know,
no, that's an arrogant statement to make.
Arrogant, and you know, I'm very familiar with the Masonics because I think my grandfather, I think he wasn't at 33. I think he got up to 32, but I was so young I didn't get to ask him any questions about it. And then my grandma married another Mason, and she was part of the Daughters of the American Republic. And I'm like, what is all that about? And I kind of see where you're going with that, and it's a little disconcerting for sure. So I don't know enough about it. I haven't delved into that side of the family history.
Well, you asked me to look into the Mark Kaler prophecies. Maybe you should take a little time and look into the masonry because I have. But anyway,
yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yep. I gotta let
you go, honey. I got a lot to cover. Anything
and
else you want to add, real quick?
Taking my call. But I appreciate you summing it up at the end then. Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Rhonda. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, getting back to this. Now, you know, she made a good point here because Trump's verbal delivery in one particular speech that you heard, it was bleeped out several times because he was using a lot of profanity. It shows that he doesn't really hold a Christian faith in high regard, because if he did, he wouldn't talk like that, especially in front of an audience. Now, there's one very, very telling tale here, however, when he's asked if he's ever asked God for forgiveness, something of which every real Christian has done, he goes off into a diatribe with his portrayal of his vision, you know, segueing into a diatribe tribute to the man I shared with you at the beginning of this broadcast, who just happened to be a very high-level Mason. Red flag, you know, very big red flag. Warning, Will Robinson, warning. You know, for those who do not know, Baphomet is the real god behind Masonry. Now, let me shift gears on this, because, again, I just brought up, this is all a dog and pony show. You know, Rhonda brought up, this is the Truman Show. She's right, because I'm going to play another clip for you. This is all a charade. This is all just to keep us bickering back and forth with each other, saying, oh, yeah, the left is, you know, they want to, you know, they want to impeach him, they want to assassinate him, they want to do all this. Well, maybe some of them do. Maybe a few of them do. Okay? But they're all playing by the same rules, with the same people pulling the strings behind the curtain. So before I play this clip regarding this bill that's being foisted by 25 Democrats to get Trump removed from office under the 25th Amendment, Corey Lewandowski is being interviewed. So let me set this up. There's 25 Democrats, led by Representatives Jamie Raskin. They've endorsed an initiative that calls for removing President Trump from office for being mentally incapable. Now, this ploy is highly unlikely to succeed, but may be part of an ongoing high-profile attack against Trump to prepare the public to accept the inevitability of an attempt on the president's life. Now, I hope that I'm wrong on that analysis, but the bottom line is I'm going to play this clip for you, and then I'm going to read a quick synopsis of it here, and then we're going to move on. And Murray, yes, I am going to read what you asked me to read that you put on the chat room. So with that, Mike, go ahead and play that second clip.
Just a couple weeks ago, you would think they would be huddling together trying to figure out what their platform is to move forward. But here is what their focus is. You've got a dozen of these House member Democrats getting behind a bill to remove the president from office. They say he is being mentally incapacitated, giving that more support than, for example, Kate's Law or the Sanctuary Cities bill that passed the House this week. So here's a look at the Democrats that are hoping to get this bill passed. This is their focus, Corey.
This is amazing. This is everything that Washington has been broken for. This is Washington for 30 years has been broken. All of a sudden, they want to try and remove a president for no reason. You know why? Because they hate the agenda, which is putting America first, which is tax cuts, repeal and replace Obamacare, stopping illegal aliens from coming into the country and killing American citizens. Who could be against Kate's Law? This is the amazing part. This poor woman on a pier in California is killed by an illegal alien who was deported on six different occasions, and now it's a partisan issue. When did becoming protecting citizens of the United States from murder become a partisan issue? Tell the Democrats, get on board, protect American people. Let's get the bill to the Senate. Let's get Democrat senators and bipartisan support to pass that bill so we can protect American citizens.
Well, let's look at those numbers. You mentioned it. Abby mentioned it. So the number of Democrats backing this bill that would designate the president as incapable of having the office, 25 Democrats backing that bill, including disgraced former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But Kate's Law and the Sanctuary Cities Law, less Democrats supporting those than this crackpot law that would remove the president. I mean, the vice president would have to sign off on that bill in order for the president to be removed, so it's never going to happen. Can it go any farther? First, it was the Electoral College. Then it was discredit. Then it was collusion. Then it was obstruction. Now it's impeachment. Now it's this bill where they're saying he's not capable. I mean, can they go any lower? What does it say about the state of the Democratic Party and, frankly, the opposition party that enables them in the media?
Well, what it tells you is that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat leadership are completely rudderless. They have no idea what the real American people want. What they have done is they lost the election last cycle because they couldn't connect with real Americans. They had an opportunity under the Obama administration to reduce poverty, to reduce crime. They've done none of those things. They've increased our deficit. So the American people voted for a change in Donald Trump. 63 million people voted for Donald Trump to come and change Washington. And what they hate is that is exactly what he is doing. He is fulfilling his campaign promises. So they will do anything they can to try and stop him from being successful. But let me tell you this. The American people are smart. What they know is in the five special elections that Republicans have had an opportunity to run in, they've won all five. They're sending people to Washington to change a broken system because for 30 years it's been broken and people are tired of it.
All right, folks. There you have it. Corey Lewandowski. Nancy Pelosi is, quote, rudderless. Really? Isn't that the same Nancy Pelosi that Donald just Trump said he likes her? He thinks she's a great lady. Do you see what I'm talking about? Yes. The Truman Show. Here we are. How about Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Oh, that same lady that's got all the dead lawyers showing up on her beach down there in her district in Florida. Several Democrats, led by Jamie Raskin, have signed on to an initiative that could lead to President Trump's removal using the 25th Amendment powers. According to the Washington Post, Raskin's bill would activate a probe into whether President Trump has been too far incapacitated to continue as leader of the free world. Oh, you mean like Chris, the guy that had the car in his driveway who spent 2 weeks in an insane asylum? Okay, because, well, they thought he was crazy for having a car in his driveway? I was hoping Eric could get him up on the show tomorrow night, but it's going to be the other guy, John Lamb. Anyway, let me continue with this. Whenever the vice president, Raskin said his legislation would focus on Section 4 of the 1967 amendment, which reads in part, whenever the vice president and a majority of bodies, such as Congress, may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office of the acting president. Okay, what act is he committed to say that he's unable to do so? What, are they talking about his tweets because they get pissed off about that? No, this is a dog and pony show. This is to create the illusion, okay, that they're actually fighting this guy. But behind the scenes, they're not fighting him because he's making deals with Saudi Arabia, the same people or the same country who supposedly had the 19 hijackers come over, and making a deal with Qatar, the same country that Saudi Arabia just threatened and gave ultimatums to. Does this make any sense to you folks? It can't be anything other than a show. Raskin said that he is concerned that something is seriously wrong with Trump, citing the sustained pattern of behavior. I would say there's something seriously wrong with Nancy Pelosi. I would say there's something seriously wrong with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'd say there's something seriously wrong with Maxine Waters when she doesn't even know what country's being invaded. I mean, come on, give me a break. It certainly doesn't feel like the ship is on an even course right now, Ruskin said. The bill would order Speaker Paul Ryan, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Ah, that girl that Trump admires and likes so much, Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, to each choose a physician and psychiatrist to be part of a commission that will determine Trump's ability to continue as president. And one of the bill's top supporters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas, said Trump is incompatible with the Oval Office and called him incompetent in a recent interview with FBN. Who would she like as a replacement? Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Lee and Raskin were chiefly joined by Representative Anthony Brown and Eleanor Holmes Norton, along with several other Democrats. However, as the Constitution reads, in order for the 25th Amendment powers to be activated, Vice President Mike Pence would have to sign off on his removal. Well, now we know that's not going to happen. Rasko's fellow Marylander Representative Andy Harris, Republican on the Eastern Shore, called the move a partisan ploy. No, I call it a Truman Show. Thank you very much, Rhonda. Harris, a medical doctor by trade, said it takes years of schooling to be able to evaluate someone's mental and physical health, suggesting that congressmen should not be diagnosing Trump. He called it an insult to the medical profession. Let me see here. Trump is a womanizer. Trump is a businessman. Trump loves money. How does that make him crazy? Because that's what's inculcated and instituted in people from the time that they're born. That's what they are taught is the matter of success in this country. I'm not saying the teaching is right. I'm saying that's what they teach. They measure your success by how big a car you drive and what kind of house you live in. Yes, this is a dog and pony show. This is nothing more than stirring the pot of the never-Trumpers. This will never happen. It's a diversion. It's all a stage. We are all being played. To what capacity, I'm not sure. But I will say, as a Trump supporter during his campaign and a believer in his campaign rhetoric, I'm very disturbed by this. Now, again, I want your thoughts here. You know, the phone lines, I never opened them up. Got five or six calls, never opened the phone lines. I'll open them now. 800-313-9443. Now, that being said, we're going to go up to a break here shortly. Somebody's just sent me a text. I don't know who that would be. Let me check that. After I go to the break, I'm going to read this article that Murr put into the chat room. What is this? Okay. That's nice. When was that? I see. 1379. Excuse me. Oh, that was okay. Yes. Okay. I just got a text message from Eric Jones. John Lamb is his guest tomorrow, and he is hosting. Okay. So, all of this that I've just put out there, and there was a bunch of it, it disturbs me deeply, folks. Okay? Now, again, after the break, I'm going to read this article in its entirety on the air, as Murr asked me to do. And this article is concerning Pedogate. It's concerning the supposed all these arrests that are going on behind the scenes about all of these child traffickers and pedophilia artists and so forth across the globe, across the nation, that are being arrested. Do I personally think, in light of this, that Donald Trump or Jeff Sessions is going to do anything about this? The answer is no, I don't. And the reason why I don't is because from the onset, we thought, going back to when Trump was inaugurated, everybody was making the prediction that this was going to start happening within a matter of days or, at worst, weeks. And then Sessions has recused himself on the Russian probe, which I think is another ploy. They all know it's just a farce. There's nothing there. Then all of the joke hearings that are going on with anything that is pertinent being said is said behind the scenes because they don't want any of us to know what's really going on because it's a big club, folks, and we ain't in it. That's why. Let me gather my thoughts here for a minute. I'm getting upset. Can you tell? You know? I mean, this is serious stuff here. We're only a pawn in the game. We'll be back after the break. I'll go into this article. Stick around more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I just ran across this article. This article came up from G. Edward Griffin. It was emailed to me, and it was put out by none other than the Daily Mail. So I'm going to read this real quick first, then I'm going to get into MERS article. Lily Graham Weymouth, former owner of the Washington Post, now owned by Jeff Bezos, threw a party at her home in the Hamptons that drew a wide array of guests from all flavors of the political spectrum. They included Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, Kellyanne Conway, Trump National Security Advisor Dina Powell, David Koch, Senator Chuck Schumer, and George Soros. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What is the bond or attraction that is common to all these people? Ivanka and Jared rub shoulders with billionaire Democrat George Soros, Steven Spielberg, and Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer during party hosted at Washington Post editor's Hampton home. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner attended Lily Weymouth's annual party in Southampton this weekend. Several notable liberals were in attendance, including billionaire George Soros, Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer. Weymouth is a senior associate editor of the Washington Post, a newspaper her family used to publish. Ivanka Trump and husband Jared Kushner were spotted fraternizing with the enemy at the party in the Hamptons this weekend. The daughter of President Trump and her husband, who were advisors in the current administration, who were two attendees at Lolly Weymouth's annual party at her home in Southampton. Weymouth is a current senior associate editor of the Washington Post, one of the many outlets that the president has labeled fake news. Weymouth's family has used to own the Washington, D.C.-based newspaper before it was taken over by Amazon's Jeff Bezos. According to Politico, Jared and Ivanka were seen speaking to Joel Klein and Alan Petrikoff at the party. Klein is the former chancellor of the New York City Police or City Department of Education and executive vice president of News Corp. He is now an executive at a New York-based health startup, Oscar, which is run by Kushner's younger brother Josh. Petrikoff is the founder and chairman of New York Magazine. He's also a Democrat who supported Hillary Clinton during the presidential 2016 presidential race. I stand corrected. I thought I saw that Trump and Melania were there. I'm wrong. But people very close to Trump were there, including his own daughter. So with that, let me shift gears here. I'm going to read this article. Now, this article is written by Victoris Libertas, and I'm going to tell you specifically, Murr, why I'm a little bit suspect of this, because this is the same people who interview on a regular basis Field McConnell. And remember when I had Field McConnell on my program, I had a caller call in and say, this guy's a little suspect. He knows too much. I have a tendency to agree with that listener. Field McConnell just seems to be conveniently located in a place and has connections that are a little bit suspect. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and read it. There was a concerted attack on Jeff Sessions due to his zeroing in on the pedophilia scandal called Pedogate. John McCain and Lindsey Graham are secretly working with Chuck Schumer and members of the clandestine services of both U.S. and Israel to remove Sessions or at least stop the pedophilia investigation in its tracks. Now, let me stop there. Do any of us know for sure that Jeff Sessions is indeed investigating not only Pedogate, but anything for that matter, because he's recused himself over this Russian situation? Now, as you probably know, I'll continue here, what is now becoming known as Pedogate represents not only hundreds of millions of dollars in hush money, but also untold political influence peddling. Reince Priebus is also a key player in covering up the scandal, as is Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, John Podesta, Hillary and Bill Clinton, and of course Barack Obama. And remember what Donald Trump said out of his own lips. He thinks Nancy Pelosi's a great lady. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton. Hillary surrounds herself with very good people. John Podesta is one of them. This came, and of course Barack Obama. Okay, this came right out of Trump's mouth. When Netanyahu met with Trump, Netanyahu attempted to convince Trump the pedophilia scandal was a false premise. Netanyahu is also scared of exposure. Trump became suspicious as has become increasingly aware of how big the pedophile scandal is. Trump has told several of his inner circle that the swamp is much more polluted than I expected. He has spoken to Chris Christie extensively about the pedophilia rings, and it has been determined that branches of the ring spread as far as Asia and are rooted in the deepest corners of both the United States and the UK political system. Trump was overheard telling his daughter, quoted by our source, they're talking about Victoris Libertas, "This town is pedophile central, and this makes me sick." Trump was urged to use the term human trafficking rather than pedophilia in his recent mention of it. Our insider also told us, now here we go, their insider, an anonymous source, they're not giving a name here, folks, told us the true reason Barron does not live in D.C. is that they fear for Barron's safety. Well, that could be true. Our source also had more information on Anthony Weiner's laptop. The source says there are over 375 high-profile names that are connected to the pedophile rings. Weiner is currently singing like a bird. I've heard that ever since Trump was the first day he was in office, that Uma Abedin was going to be singing like a bird. Anthony Weiner singing like a bird. But I don't hear anything coming out about this, okay? This is, how long can the bird sing? It's been, what, 6 months now? And has offered to tell all in exchange for Israeli citizenship. Really? Israeli citizenship? I thought he already had Israeli citizenship. A deal likely to conclude. No, Anthony Weiner's going to jail. He's not going to Israel. Schumer has repeatedly sought updates on the information and, according to our source, which again is anonymous, has reached out to Weiner dozens of times. Our source assures us a check of Schumer's iPhone will authenticate this. Schumer uses both an Android and an iPhone. I honestly believe this is a little bit of real information with some disinformation. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. Our source states, again, that source is anonymous. One Secret Service agent is quietly telling us that Trump is deeply troubled by the extent of the pedophile ring, and Ivanka Trump has counseled her father to lay the traps carefully. McCain and Schumer's calls are currently being monitored, and at some point they will be leaked. There is growing fury within the intelligence community at the huge cover-up. There is a traitor within President Trump's inner circle that will be exposed within weeks. Really? How do they know this? This traitor was leaking when and where new Attorney General Sessions intended to arrest or indict suspected pedophiles within the political system. I've been hearing this for 6 months. I haven't seen it happen, folks. As it stands now, Trump is bugged from AF1 to the Oval Office. This situation is being remedied this week, according to our source. Again, I've been listening to this, hearing this for how long now? Okay, it's been, let's see, January, 20th, February, March, April, May, June, July, well, 6 months, right about 6 months, okay, and I have seen nothing happen, absolutely zero. Now, I've seen some arrests being made. I'm not so sure that those arrests are actually tied to Jeff Sessions, however, the arrests that were made in California. They arrested a whole litany of child traffickers, but a lot of those people were people that were arrested for simply soliciting a hooker. Okay, there's a difference between soliciting a hooker and child trafficking. So, let me go on here. The key steps to exposing the pedophilia cover-up are as follows. At this time, Alan, here's another one, okay? This is another reason I'm suspect. At this time, Alan Dershowitz has the full list of visitors to Epstein's Island. Why would Alan Dershowitz have the list of Epstein's Island? The list is comprehensive and is kept in an encrypted file. Dershowitz lied to his Mossad handlers and told them he handed over everything. That's untrue. See, this is kind of the kind of stuff that I really don't believe. Trace Lindsey Graham's movements over the past 15 years, including any close calls. Well, let me ask you a question here. How does anyone, like Rhonda said, how do any one of us pawns in the game trace Lindsey Graham's movements over the last 15 years? And if you've got an anonymous source that's doing it, I want to know how, because I'm an investigator and I can't do it. DynCorp, along with the Clinton Foundation, hide years of sordid history. I'm not so sure that there's not a lot of truth to that one. You see how they mix a little bit of truth, a little bit of disinformation in here? It says, focus the attention there. Well, guess what? We have focused the attention there. Me as much, if not more than anybody, because I've put Clinton's body count right on my show. Anthony Weiner's hard drive. There are already attempts within the CIA to create disinformation campaigns. Well, what's new? Okay. Anthony Weiner's hard drive? Gee, let's see. They seized that hard drive how long ago, folks? And the FBI has done what with it? Okay, that's another one of the fixer-choker James Comey's cover-up. But you know what? There's a new deputy attorney, Rod Rosenstein, in here. How come it hasn't surfaced? And by the way, speaking of that, how come they haven't appointed a new deputy or a new FBI director yet? Isn't that interesting? What the deep state fears most is the public outrage at pedophilia. Well, yeah, okay? But again, with all due respect to you, Murr, yes, there is some truth to this. But the truth that's being told is not something that we all don't already know. What's suspect here is the anonymous source that is telling us to take a look at the 15 years worth of movements of Lindsey Graham. Oh, well, if you've got a trick to doing that, let me know, okay? Because all of these guys are protected, and you're not going to take a look at anything that Lindsey Graham doesn't want you to see. Not going to happen. Oh, my God. Okay, so much for that. All right, so I read it. And I apologize if I offended you, Merv, but, you know, I'm just saying. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. God, I mean, I can, you know, try doing this job for any length of time, folks. And yes, every once in a while, you have to take some time off. And I've taken, you know, a little bit more time off probably than I should. But if you had any idea what's going on behind the scenes here with me and my life and what's going on here, you'd understand why I have to take a break. Now, speaking of that, I'm going to give you an update. Tomorrow night, Eric's coming on with John Lamb. He's going to give you some updates on the Bundy situation. I noticed that, you know, Pete Santilli's in jail. There's a Marine buddy of his that's put up a $10,000 reward for anybody that can find any connection with any malfeasance or any criminality by Judge Navarro to get her disbarred or to get her to recuse herself off that case, because what he pointed out, and I agree with him, now he said that there was, I believe, a 1974 piece of legislation that was either reenacted or went into place about a speedy trial. Now, I always thought that a speedy trial was 6 months, and he's saying that it's 70 days. The Bundys have been in prison now, or in jail, for 518 days, which is seven times longer than they're supposed to be for a speedy trial. The question is, they didn't waive their right to a speedy trial, so how are they being kept in jail for that long of a time? That's the question that he posed today. That's a good question. I want to know the answer to that myself. Not only that, I mentioned that Tom LaCavera had probably waived his right to a speedy trial. No, not necessarily. This judge, Navarro, I found out today, was appointed into that position by none other than Harry Reid. So, you know, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff, folks. I got to call the courthouse tomorrow because Tom LaCavera is having his change of plea hearing. I have no idea what he's going to plea. I have no idea what's going on. The clerk at that court's been very nice to me. And as I said earlier, I believe I'm going to I'm going to tip Eric off on that tomorrow. Either that or I'll call into my own show because I'm busy right now doing a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get done in a relatively short period of time. I'll be broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, and then Eric's going to be taking over for I'm not sure how long because I'm flying back east on a couple of different issues. One is the RBN store issue of getting my son, the IT guy, to go in and revamp some of that stuff, and another project that John and I are working on that hopefully will be up and running there by, I'm hoping, by the end of the month. So this is the stuff that I'm doing behind the scenes on top of trying to do the best show for you that I can do. And by the way, I'm running a little behind on that because if you recall, and I think I had mentioned this, when I had first agreed to come back on the air, I was preparing these shows. I had a contract with my umpiring thing, but I was trying to prepare these shows on the weekend and get them prepared for the whole week so that I wouldn't have to do it on a daily basis. And now, because of all this stuff that's going on, I find myself in a position of having to prepare on a daily basis because I've pretty much run out of shows. So the listening audience, and again, I want to take my hat off to Murr, take my hat off to TJ, Pat in Arkansas, Carol in Idaho, all these people that helped me out, and they're constantly sending these articles that I weed through. This is how I bring these shows. This show that I did tonight, folks, I got an email from TJ last night after my show was over, and I was up till about 1 o'clock in the morning putting that together. Okay, that's why it aired so quick, because I just got that email last night. So, that said, let's go to republicbroadcasting.org and see what... by the way, do you folks do this? Do you go into Republic Broadcasting and keep abreast of the articles that they post up here? Because I go in here every day. And I used to go all over the net. I'd go to whatreallyhappened.com. I'd go to InfoWars. I'd go to, News with Views. I'd go to, Blacklisted News. I go to all these sites. But I'll tell you what, the last couple of months I've been going to Republic Broadcasting more than anybody because John's been posting some really, really good articles. I'm finding that I really don't have to go anywhere besides RBN. And I'll poke around a little bit or whatever. And speaking of that, now that 11 minutes that I showed you or that I allowed you to listen to today, that's a two-hour video. It's a two-hour documentary on Donald Trump and basically on immigration and a whole lot of things. But you know, on the right side of the screen, when you're listening to a video on YouTube, and there's a whole bunch of other videos that you read down, and then you get dragged down the rabbit hole on another one. And there's another one that I was right in the middle of just before I went on air by David Icke. And David Icke is explaining basically pretty much the same thing that you heard in that 11-minute video that I aired for you tonight about Donald Trump. David Icke is of the same view. And the more I look at it, as I said, the more I'm starting to think that it is likely that we were set up, folks. Oh, I got a couple of callers on the line. Okay, Joel in Wisconsin will be second. Let's go to Murr. Are your ears ringing, Murr? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You're in Sun Valley?
Sun Valley? No, I'm in Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona. How hot is it there? I'm just looking on the temperature map.
In my mobile home or outside?
Either. It's hot outside, inside, right?
Outside it's 111 degrees. In here it's 91.
Wow. Bless your heart.
Well, that's part of the reason that my mobile home is for sale. Actually, I think I sold it.
I wanted to touch a couple things here.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw Republic Broadcasting when they had the Liz Crokin thing up.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, I did. Go ahead.
Well, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and people don't dare give their names. There's a lot of these pedo-Satanists. That's how it is, and there has been a lot of arrests.
Go ahead.
Let me just say this one other thing, and I'll get off so Joel can get on. Because I wanted to say about him, he said when he called in when you had Field on that he had never heard Field before, okay? And the problem he had was the fact that he said, oh, I do details and then I don't do details. Well, it was two different things he was talking about. We got to be a little easier on each other, you know?
I don't think it's a case of being played
or not played here, really.
Oh no! I'm talking about wait! I'm not. I'm talking about the populace at large and the people pulling the strings behind the scene, Murr. And I said
yes,
this.
Yes, but they're not two separate things. We're actually together. Actually, we really are. See, that's the thing. We're being separated into mincemeat all over the place, you know. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary.
Well, when I say that I'm looking more, it's looking more and more like we're being played, I'm talking about as a populace to swing the vote to get Donald Trump elected, because I had put out that possibility months ago, and people said, oh, no, that's not true. But if you look at it...
Okay. Let me finish one more thing. I'll get off so Joel can talk, but let me tell you this one thing. The main thing I wanted you to read out of there was, even with knowledge of it up front, their psychological conditioning can make you side with them. So whatever's coming across on Talmud Stream Media, that includes movies, that includes Truman Show and Twilight Zone and everything else that comes to mind that aren't our own original thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're made up of Talmud Stream. You know, get out in nature, get barefoot, and forget about it. You know, purge it out of your system. Pray to God, please.
Whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so look, all right, I do this show for a reason, to put this stuff out here. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with this stuff. I said that that particular article was a bit suspect, and I have my reasons to know why.
And you also played all these back campaign snippets. You know, that's not hardly fair.
It's not?
Listen, you're comparing 6 months to how many decades of regimes?
I'm not comparing 6 months. I'm just saying what Donald Trump says out of his own mouth that totally flies in the face of what he told us during the campaign, Murr, and that's a fact.
Well, he's done a lot more than you're hearing about, and that's for sure, too. That's a fact.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, he's reversed several of the executive orders, one for the water, for agriculture. I don't have a list in front of me, but these are important things.
I've got a list of 66 things that he cut out of the budget. I didn't get to it all last night.
That reminds me, last night you were saying about grants. Grants don't go where you think they go.
Excuse me. I didn't get to where all of what I wanted to put out there, and I didn't say it was good or bad. I was putting it out there for audience dissemination. Okay, now you're jumping on my case saying me I'm copping an attitude, and I'm not. I'm putting it out there for the listening audience.
Listen.
What?
We can't let all this get to us so much against each other. That's the thing.
I'm not letting it get to me. I'm throwing it out there, which is my job to do for the listening audience. I told you that I would read the article. I gave you my thoughts on the possibility that I think it's a bit suspect. It's my opinion. And I also said I could be wrong. So there.
Well, you need to maybe go through some more of Victoria's Victoris Libertas stuff. It's really good.
But I would also
caution you, remember how you had George Webb that you played that Wells had him on and all that. Well, he's an op. So is Robert David Steele.
Okay.
Okay. Steele, okay. I don't think
is. Is there anything? Is there anything that you? Is there anything that you heard in my show when I had George Webb on that I said anything about? I agree with everything this man says. Did you hear me say that?
I'm not putting you down for it. I'm just saying it because you have an audience, and I'd like to get that word out there too. Just like I'd like to finish saying this about Field. I don't agree with everything he says, but he has a lot of things you really need to look into, like his sister, Christine Marcy.
I know all about it, okay? And I'm saying there are a couple of things, and I got to let you go because I got Joel in Wisconsin on the other line. There are a couple of things that he said that made me a little suspect. And you know what? I'm suspicious. I'm sorry, because I'm an investigator. With that, listen, Mer, I've got to let you go, because I only got a couple minutes left, and I got to give Joel
They had 3,000 people die in the live snuff film on 9/11, and they placed bets on it, so that's where we're at. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a thumbs up. You're getting better.
Ha-ha. Oh, yeah? Mer doesn't think so.
Well, you can't fix. We've been lied to all our lives, and so when you're trying to figure them out, you cannot mix emotion with logic. So if some people get upset, that's, you know, you can't control their emotion. You stick with the logic and in your analysis, do the best you can, and that's how you try to arrive at what is actually going on.
I agree, and you know what? I throw it out there, and I have my opinions about it. I try to stay in the middle. You know, do you believe it? Do you not believe it? I am a bit suspect of Victoris Libertas. I'm sorry, Murr, I am. I'm a little bit suspect of Phil McConnell. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm saying I'm a little suspect of it, okay?
Well, because after being lied to for 68 years, or however you old, 70, 75, whatever you are, you ought to be suspicious.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I hold nothing against Murr. You know, I mean, she's pointing me in this direction or that direction, and with all due respect to Murr, you know, I'm behind the broadcast booth, and I'm preparing the shows, and these people pointing me in all these directions, there's only so many directions that I can go because there's only so many hours in a day, you know? So, and as far as going in and researching all this stuff and listening to these other shows like Victoris Libertas, and by the way, I heard one of them when they interviewed Phil McConnell, you know, I don't have time to do that. I just don't have time. It's all I can do to just to catch John's show and part of Rivero's show during the day. That's all I have time to do, and that's only because I'm doing other things while I'm listening, you know. Anything else you want to add, Joel?
Nope, just we got to keep the emotion out of it and use logic.
I agree.
That's the best you can do.
All right, well, let me take a deep breath. I'll say kus for ba a couple of times, and I'll be totally unemotional, and I'll be very monotone, Joel. How's that?
Okay, you're doing a good job. You're getting better.
All right, thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Yep, so long.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank God the show's coming to an end. Anyway, my apologies if I've offended anybody out there. All right. I'll be very monotone now, and I'll have no emotion in my whole diatribe of broadcasting there. I wish you guys the best. I will be on the air again Friday night, then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I'm flying out for business back to the Midwest. And I'm not sure how long I'm going to be there. So have a good night, and I'll see you Friday. Eric Jones tomorrow night with John Lamb. Take it easy. Bye.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.